From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ruling class of this world is completely dishonorable, deceptive, and manipulative. And they've set up huge social engineering programs of control. That's really my bottom line, why I'm so upset about what these globalists are up to. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls, then I'll get into the NSA news, the rest of the Obamacare news, Obama out bragging that he is, quote, really, I'm really good at killing people. We're going to look at Panetta says U.S. may have to use military force against Iran, how a war game brought the world to the brink of nuclear disaster, cars controlled by your mind, actually the car controlling you. It says if it decides if you're sleepy, it just stops the car and it calls the police on you. We're going to be talking about this control grid, the technocracy already going into place. That's all coming up in this hour. Right now, we've got Scott, Ryan, Frank, Chris, Jerry, Caleb, Alan, Damian, Tyler, James, Lakey, and many others. Scott in Indiana, thanks for holding here on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, I'm 2 points. First of all, I'm 14, and you opened up eyes in February of this year.
Well, I'm sad to hear you're 14, sir. The globalists would like it if you drank more fluoride and ate more GMO and weren't here. This is David Rockefeller and other people's planet, like Ted Turner. How dare you be on the earth breathing their air, sir?
Well, my second point is I helped a man named Amin Nasir get on Gigi Urnetta's InfoWars Nightly News interview, and his next goal is to get on your show, and I didn't know if I wanted to interview him or not.
You know, I saw that report, and it was a very interesting report. People liked it. It was popular. Maybe I should try to get him on. But what is your take on the shooting where their drills now become reality? No libertarian or conservative ever went to an airport and shot anybody, but magically it's now happened. Boy, jeepers creepers. I guess I'm not supposed to question anything.
Predicted stuff like that 2 months ago to my grandpa, and I knew they were going to blame it on Patriots sooner or later.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't like somebody grabbing your wife's breast, you must be a terrorist.
Yeah, I know.
Well, in a nutshell, tell folks about that report by that Iranian filmmaker that you were mentioning. I mean, give people a synopsis.
Okay. I hope you get him on his show.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call, bro. I was saying talk about the film. Thank you, Scott. Let's talk to another Scott. Scott in Michigan. You're on the air worldwide, sir.
Hello, Alex. I got some information on the LAX shooting. My sister-in-law and brother were at the airport 30 minutes after the incident, and supposedly she saw someone on the ground bleeding. And if you're a human bleeding from a gunshot 30 minutes after the event, you're an actor with fake blood. I was a fireman. I know that the first thing you do is you get the wounded to the hospital.
Well, that's right. You go into shock. You go into shock, and you die if it's a serious wound, and within minutes you've got somebody tourniquet and you've got a stretcher. That is, and you know, that's in the news that like 45 minutes later, people still saw folks bleeding. If you only got six wounded with all these police and stuff, they'd be on gurneys, what, in 15, 20 minutes at an airport?
At the most, it'd be 5-10 minutes. I was a fireman. That's the first thing you do is you stabilize the victims and you get them to the hospital. You don't leave them there for 30 minutes unless Godzilla himself is standing outside the building. And even then, you'd still try to get them to the hospital.
Well, sir, the government is doing a good job. And if you question them, that's hate-mongering and racist. And doesn't matter if they're all announcing world government and calling it a new world order. The media says that I made up this term and that I made the shooter, the alleged shooter, do this, and I'm just getting used to learning that it's my fault. Everything happens. I'm kind of like Godzilla, actually. I'm just causing all these horrible things to happen. Of course, it's not really true. I have a good idea who's making it happen. As we go out to break, sir, Scott, what do you think's going on here?
I'm thinking at least it had to be at least partially staged. You're going to use this to try to increase the arms of the TSA and try to get them guns, so that somebody that was working, flipping burgers at McDonald's yesterday can be standing there with a gun with their hands in your pants.
That's exactly who they want. They want to take their welfare army, cut them off welfare, make them brigade level, every town, goon force. That's what they do. That's the commie plan. Well said. You're on target. We'll be right back with the Humet. Why does the United States...
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm nobody special, except I'm red-blooded just like you. I'm like my forebears. I'm not a coward. I'm not a slug. And I can see a bunch of con artists, globalists, trying to take over my world and make myself and my family their slaves and their property. I can see it coming a trillion miles away, but it's in our face, stomping our guts out, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to stand up and do something about this? Are we going to become aware of this? Or just keep denying it, denying it, denying it, when it becomes more and more obvious in our face? Go into your phone calls, but this piece up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, it's going viral right now, via DrudgeReport.com, Gateway Pundit, this morning, architect of Obamacare, Ezekiel Emanuel, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, is debating one of the people on Fox Sunday, Fox News Sunday, and he says, hey, the insurance companies see the future. They know there's no more individual health care. You don't have a choice. This is the future. And that, yeah, we could read the bill. Government involvement is what took the best health care system in the last 30 years and wrecked it and made it the most expensive. And now you're going to come in and it's already doubled in a year, and it's going to triple, quadruple, and they're going to wreck the health care mandate and bring in eugenics and social engineering. And it's admitted in Obamacare what you eat off your credit cards is tracked to decide what you pay. I mean, we're collectivized with all these other people now telling us what to do in our lives. This is the opposite of freedom. This is what wrecks countries. But it's what gives these control freaks control of our lives, and it's what they lust after. It is a nightmare in England, a nightmare in Canada. And they lied to us. Obama, we ought to cue that up after this clip and play it before we go back to calls, where he said, I'm not going to get rid of your health care. Nobody's taking it. That's a conspiracy theory. It's 3 million people now, conservatively. It was 2 million a week ago who've been kicked off their health plans. In Texas, they're up 539%. That's mainstream news. California, 200-something%. This is a giant raping of private tax to private insurance companies. Of course it's going to go up if you've got to buy their product and they can cut the type of care you get. But Obama wants to give me something free. There isn't any free lunches, dumbos. I'm talking to new listeners. Man, you people are gullible. Do we have to collapse everything before you figure it out? There's NBC News. Obama administration and millions could not keep their health insurance, and they admit now he lied. But see, he can be politically destroyed now. He's the puppet. He knows the game. What about the people that put him in and did all this and the Republican leadership trying to stop the Tea Party right now from defeating this? You got the Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership attacking the Tea Party because it's real Americans. And all you gullible yuppies go, it's popular, not like the Tea Party. Well, bend over, buddy. Let's go ahead and go to Rahm Emanuel's brother, architect of the Orapicare, O-Scamicare, O-Fraudicare, O-Peace Prize Care, O-Foreign Bank Care, Obamacare, admitting what we told you for 6 years and for 3.5 years when it passed, emergency red level, this is a total foreign banking tax. Just like they do to other countries. Here it is.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying people out of the individual market.
But if you
they
read that regulation,
people to go into the exchanges because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market.
It's James Caporetti.
They wanted to move millions of people into the exchanges.
Insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
But that's why the president said.
Let me finish.
That's Ezekiel Emanuel. Remember, it's a conspiracy theory. We don't want to wreck health care. You're going to keep your insurance. You can still go shop. This is just to cover the 35 million that aren't. Blah, blah, blah. Now they're like 35 million more illegals. They're going to give free health care. This is a mafia takeover. And, of course, they've got the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center all over the news saying I'm a terrorist, all over the news saying I'm a racist, not one clip of proof, or I'm behind all this crime. Because I'm just up here going, oh, hey, these guys are scam artists. But, hey, here's the issue. You're not going to stop now all the other talk show hosts and all the other media people and all the other blogs and all the other news sites. We've all got it now. I'm passé now. Most of what I say is now mainstream, and I'm not radicalizing to be different now. I'm ready to become mainline and take the country back. I'm not a radical. I'm a restorationist. I'm a common sense guy. I want you to do well. I get upset by seeing somebody cheated, somebody bamboozled, somebody scammed. I try to warn people. I try to, if I see somebody in a grocery store, you know, right next to the butternut squashes, and they've got them on the other side at half price, I'll tell them. I'm a busybody. I'm a troublemaker. I'm a terrorist. I mean, I had medical doctors and experts and healthcare managers on who were already retired and freaking out. They didn't have a dog in the fight except for justice, saying this is the biggest screw job in history. It's going to shut down all the small insurance companies, all the HMOs, all the clinics, all these clinics like Scott and White and all these other groups that give super low-cost, high-quality health care, it makes it cost-prohibitive now. They've got to raise prices. It's about muscling everybody. We've got another clip here lined up. We got a bunch of clips lined up. Which clip is that? Oh, yeah, you can keep your plan. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Yeah. Here's Obama 3.5 years ago on the eve of passing this going, well, come on, folks. You can keep your plan. Don't listen to the people that say that. I'm your friend. And don't listen to people that say that this is meant to wreck individual health care and create a big government system where private groups get the controlled profits. Again, the big 10 insurance companies want to shut down over 200 small ones, and they are. They're going to get rid of that competition, folks. And all of you out there that support Obama, you're going to go along with it because your identity is in Obama, not in being a free person. And that's why they're doing this. They've already assessed you. They know you're a peer pressure driven chump. And Republicans won't admit the Republican leadership wrote this as well. You won't admit Karl Rove and all those guys did this to you. So you're all done. You love it. You ask for it. You're going to get it. It'll be quadruple by the time they're done. And then it's going to be taxes by the mile in your car. Let's go to Obama. There's 10 minutes of these, but let's play a minute of him promising people you can stay on your insurance. Here it is, sir.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Total lie.
If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan.
Total lie.
Period.
Period. Period.
If you've got health insurance, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about...
Get in my car, child. I've have a puppy.
No matter what you've heard.
Period.
If you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
You like it, folks?
Period. If you are among the hundreds
period.
Of millions of Americans who
he
already
says,
have
period.
Health insurance,
that makes it okay.
Or Medicare. Or Medicaid. Or the VA. Nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have.
That's State of the Union, September 9th, 2009. Just shut it off. Shut it off. We're going to go to break, come back, go to your calls. I'm too upset right now. I mean, all over the news, they're saying I'm behind the LAX shooting because I dare play clips of him lying. I'm a terrorist. I'm just some talk show host warning you, but you heard I'm the terrorist. They're the good guys, folks. They're your friends. I'm the bad guy. I admit it's all my fault. Obama's our savior. Turn in your guns. They'll treat you nice. In every case in history, bending over to government is the answer. Of course it isn't. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I talk to so many Obama supporters, and they say, why would he do that to me? I voted for him. He loves me. No, he's run mainly by offshore banks that own our military industrial complex, that own the big insurance companies, who write the legislation to absolutely impoverish you, transfer the wealth to themselves as a way to control and run your life. And you're going to have to admit to yourself this is social engineering if you have any hope of ever getting out of it. Just because you're a nice person doesn't mean the robber barons that live in castles are. They're not. But see, you only think a middle-class person is bad. Someone with $5 more than you is an evil, rich scumbag. You want their money right now. That's social engineering. That's social warfare, class warfare. But if it's a big, ultra-rich guy calling for more taxes on the middle class, well, Warren Buffett's your friend. And that's why you're a failure, is because you are gullible. Like a little fishy coming and biting on the hooky. And free people are not that gullible. So I'm begging you to admit you've been conned and to admit you've been bamboozled and to admit you've been manipulated, because knowing is, as the Army used to say, half the battle. Let's go to your phone calls fast. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, I just have a quick possible news tip. It may be nothing, but I was sitting in traffic the other day. I don't normally listen to him. Turn him on. I don't know the context exactly, but Rush Limbaugh was talking. He was giving tips, it sounds like, to his audience to turn off their cell phones when they get onto an airplane, because everybody knows cell phones don't work. And what he was trying to warn people, it drains your battery down, because the whole time, once you, you know, take off, your phone is going to constantly be searching.
It's constantly trying to make access with the cell towers, but cell phones don't work about 4,000 feet, except on 9/11. Then they all work perfectly, even though the FBI had to admit almost all those phone calls, except for air phones, were not made, including the Solicitor General's wife. It was all fake, but let's just ignore that.
Well, I just think it's interesting that he was talking about that. I had mentioned once before, back in the around the 9th of January, back in 2009, and he was not joking. It may have been a stunt of some type of a contractual stunt. Maybe he was trying to get more money, or maybe he was trying to scare some people. Like, hey, if you want, I'll start telling you know what's really going on. But he was telling how the world worked. He was talking about the CFR. He's like, the presidents, the Congress are ceremonial. I mean, he sounded like Alex Jones. He went to a commercial break, came back. It was like it never happened. None of the callers mentioned it. I don't know if it was like a test to see if the sheep would see, but it was definitely not a joke. He was not.
Well, joking. I know for a fact Rush Limbaugh obviously is aware of what's going on, so I'll just leave it at that. And whatever, there's just no future if we don't turn this around. The problem is the public is so dumbed down and cowardly. A lot of folks won't stick their neck out, because why should they? The public, the general public, wants to be abused. They want to be chumped. It's very sad. I appreciate your call. I appreciate Chris calling in as well from Indiana. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, yeah, Alex. Most of the public is just like Parsons from 1984, who was collecting all the money and who believed that the chocolate ration going down was a good thing, and standing up and clapping for it.
Well, that's right, because as long as they cheer the system, it doesn't matter if their kids are dying in front of them. If they imagine it's okay, they're like optimists on PCP. And being an optimist when bad stuff's happening is not good. It's good when things are bad to admit they're bad, to make your condition better, and to not live in denial. But it's all part of this magical thinking. Oh, Alex, don't be so negative about our $7 trillion deficit. Don't be so negative about the communist Chinese taking over the Panama Canal and building a $40 billion new one. Alex, don't be so negative about our IQs dropping and the average person being close to bankruptcy. Just be positive. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be positive, then everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Obamacare is a great success, isn't it, Chris?
Oh, yeah, I was just wearing that Obama mask. I work in the healthcare system here in South Bend, Indiana, and I was wearing that Obama mask that you have on your Infowars.com magazine for October, and everyone was just loving it. You know, I had like the upper management come by and taking pictures of me and stuff.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you could cut off the cover. It was Obamacare as a skull, which is death for the elderly and others. Death panels. The trendies love it. It's liberal. They think they get some more welfare if they kill somebody. Of course, they'll be killed as well. Just teaching them to have that idea. And so, what happened when you were wearing the loving Obamacare mask?
No, I got a very positive response from my coworkers. They were all like, yeah, I know it's going to make people, they're going to cut their hours and everything from 40 hours to 29 hours. I wanted to get to a very important predictive programming issue. It sounds very random, I know, Alex, but I have to bring this up. Last Christmas, I was watching Home Alone 2, Lost in New York with Macaulay Culkin and Joe Pesci and so forth, and it was very strange because I've seen this movie before and I never noticed this, but at the last segment, at the very start, he's running around New York and stuff and he's having fun and all that. And he's on the World Trade Center. He's on the observation deck taking Polaroid photos and so forth. And it zooms out and it, very next scene, it has a huge bold lettered clad thing saying airport security. It just clicks, snap your fingers. From the World Trade Center.
Well, that might have been a coincidence, but I appreciate your call. There's no doubt that the CIA came to Fox, as I've talked to people involved, Dean Haglund and others, and said, we want an episode where a jet flies in the World Trade Center and blows it up to attack Afghanistan, but it's really the government in a drill, remote control, but we blame it on Muslims. And then 6 months later, that happened. And listen, it isn't just that I'd covered that show. I get a call from like 93.7's producer, sister station to 590 AM, and she goes, hey, Dean Haglund, is it Hagman? I can't remember. The one of the stars of the X-Files and Lone Gunman, Dean Hagman. He wants to come to your house, and I knew she was for real person. I went, when? 24 hours from now, tomorrow night. So I said, all right, and here comes the guy from the X-Files. He pulls up, gets out. He goes, you know, you're right about that being staged. The CIA came to us. And, you know, the maker of the X-Files was all freaked out and everything after it happened. Chris Carter, I mean, this is the Twilight Zone I'm living in, folks. And then I sat him down in my house in my living room, actually in my office, and shot a video interview in my house. That interview's on YouTube. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv with him saying this. And then later, Chris Carter was in the news like 3 years later saying similar stuff. I mean, it's like, whoa, I mean, it just never seems to end. Look, this is what I got to do. I've got Obama bypassing Congress with an executive order for massive carbon taxes I've got to get to. I've got NSA news, huge Middle East news, economic news. It's up on drudgereport.com, right-hand side, a big story that I want to cover dealing with the food banks. They're saying they're running out of food. They're panicking. The welfare checks have been cut. The food stamps have been cut. They're going to run out of food very, very soon. You notice Obama got elected, got the health care in, got the implosion going. Now they cut the welfare off. It's all meant under Cloward and Piven, all declassified, to bankrupt the country, to make you dependent. Just like the author of Obamacare said, Ezekiel Emanuel. He said, hey, we're going to blow out the health care. It's the plan. See, now they've got the legislation. Now Homeland Security's in place, and now there can be terror attacks blamed on the opposition.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, here's what I want to do. I've got a bunch of special reports, including the White House and its allied groups now saying gun ownership is racist. That's coming up in the next segment, a special report we're going to premiere here on the radio. And I've got Obama becoming a dictator over environmental regulations that Congress has struck down. Just really unprecedented stuff coming up. But let's race through your calls. Right now, Jerry, and then Caleb, Allen, Damian, Lakey, and others. Jerry in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, I got some pretty important info from my buddy in the Kentucky National Guard that I think everybody should hear. I talked to him about a week ago when the info came out about the, you know, the MP's garden for the FEMA doing a confiscation.
Yes, I was sent by a member of the military police who gave us his info and name and documents. Video of them being taught that FEMA is their new command, but that's also in the news. It's not like I just believe the video, and that they're being trained for gun confiscation during civil unrest and a suspension of the Constitution. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, I told him about this, and he said, oh, no, I haven't heard anything like that. I'm under command of the governor of Kentucky. He wouldn't go along with anything like that. That was, you know, a week ago. Well, Saturday morning or midnight, Friday night, he'd been on grill, and I got this text from him, and it kind of blew my mind. Let me see if I can get through here. He sent it to me and his wife. He said, just thought you should know, we are now the state QRF, Quick Reaction Force. We're getting riot control training. Just got all kinds of new riot gear issued to the armory, including non-lethal weapons such as tear gas and rubber bullets, handcuffs, pads, and buffer shields. Also, tasers. It's our whole battalion. This is new to us because we are not a military police battalion.
I was about to say, they're even training the auto mechanics now the last year, and the enemy they train them to fight is the Tea Party and gun owners. And so for those that don't know, what this caller is saying is actually in the Army Times. It's actually in Stars and Stripes. It's hiding in plain view that Obama and his controllers are preparing for a total collapse and training the entire National Guard for one mission. Taking over society. Finish the rest.
So receiving police riot control training all of a sudden is kind of off kilter because the MPs already have this training. Why us? When you think about it, the state of Kentucky will have over 5,000 soldiers trained in riot control to aid police. The reason is in case of martial law. I have heard martial law a dozen times in my classes today.
And they're like, we just want you to know it may be coming. It's martial law, and the government's allowed to take the guns in a civil emergency. We need our guns during a collapse of society. Every statistic shows makes the crime rate lower. But the default is Katrina, gun confiscation. And people will make any excuse they can. But, man, I tell you, everywhere they are training for cordoning cities and confiscating guns. And, again, they're going to cut the welfare until folks riot to set the precedent for a permanent military force. So the good news is, it's also the bad news, is that the first time they implode things, it won't be that bad. And they've done this in other countries. It's an IMF World Bank plan. They've played it out. They've tested it. It'll be a small collapse at first, then they stabilize things. And then if we go along with that and buy into the occupation, they are going to shut everything off and steal everything, including the pensions. And folks, don't say you didn't hear it, because I'm warning everybody. I'm not bragging. It's just fact. It isn't fun to be up point on this. I've done the research. I've researched the history. It isn't hard, but I'm the only guy that did it, it seems. We're following an exact paradigm here, and it's very scary to be the guy on the radio. It's surreal. Who knows what's going on talking about this? Go ahead and tell me what else your friend told you.
Well, that was pretty much the gist of it. Now, he's gone from a guy who was excited about, you know, serving for Kentucky. He would always defend and be like, no, I'm not under Obama. I'm under the governor of Kentucky. Now he's posting, talking about he's counting down the days until he gets out.
Well, see, and that's the problem. That's the plan. I told my dad this as a doctor. Still had another 5 years to work or so if he wanted to, but he was near retirement, you know, 64. He said, look, son, I know they want me to quit, but I just can't do this and sign these documents, waiving my rights and doing all this. And everybody I know, police, military, doctors, everybody that served America faithfully is getting out. And then all you're left with is the scum. So see how that plan works? What do we do about that? You can't demand they stay in it when it's bad, but what do you do?
There's nothing we can do, Alex. This is a foregone conclusion, and it's the judgment of God. That lady got up in the Congress the other day, and whether she was a brainwashed victim, I personally believe she'd been under conviction from the Lord. That, for me, is a big red flag. Judgment's coming. We're not Nineveh. Nineveh would have repented a long time ago. The book of Revelation is happening, and we're with
it. No, I hear you. I hear you. I hate to say it, but I can feel it. I think it's already started. Have you noticed how crazy folks are going? They're being given great delusion. I think the judgment's already starting.
It is. The book of Revelation isn't something that happens. My preacher just said the other day, it's not going to snap your fingers and you're in it. You build into it. We're you have to have your head in the sand and not fist.
And notice, who does Homeland Security say the enemy is? Born-again Christians, folks that believe in the second coming of Christ. That means you believe in the Antichrist coming and will resist it. That was on 60 Minutes in, like, 1995. She said, if you believe in the second coming of Christ, you are a cult member, you are a terrorist. In fact, pull up her full quote. You can probably find the video. I used to have it. We played it about a month ago, where she says, if you believe in the second coming of Christ, you are a cult member. So, because these people are out, and even if you don't believe in God, folks, these people are like manifesting it. Talk about a creepy call. Wow, thank you, Jerry. Let's talk to Caleb in Iowa. Caleb, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Is my on the air?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got a few things I want to talk about. First thing I would like to say, the LAX shooting, bunch of crap. If you look at the photo, the blood next to the body, I quote around that because looks like a mannequin to me. But
that's what our people said live wanted to happen, but I just can't go there. All I know is they have a history of staging stuff. They were having a drill. People said it was TSA guys shooting people. This looks really bad. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and on a second point, I'd like to ask you a question. A couple of years ago, actually, I think it was 2000, you lied about Bill Cooper swearing and then kicking him off the air.
Called in about some dead talk show host to, like, create some YouTube video. I had Bill Cooper on my radio show, and he kept cussing, and we have a delay, and I had to cut him off, and then finally ended the segment and got him off gracefully. Bill Cooper was famous for cussing constantly. And then you guys say, well, the radio show you have recorded on YouTube doesn't do it, and that's because when it's on AM and FM, jackass, then you don't hear it. So there's your answer. Just, it's unbelievable. The whole New World Order is coming down on us. All this stuff's happening. And you're bringing up some UFOologist that isn't even part of my lexicon, who I interviewed one time. That's why we're going to fall, folks. The public is just so brain dead. Let's talk to Alan in Florida. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a previous nights and weekend worker for a major airline, worked back during the 9/11 events. A couple years ago, I became a citizen journalist, and I want to thank you as being one of the people that inspired me to take the first step to start writing and keep me going. Sometimes it's not so easy, so I encourage all your listeners to start a blog, to start reporting. Anyway, getting to the LAX shooting, about 9 months ago, this was in January, I was speaking with an individual who works for the TSA and is a veteran TSA worker. And this person told me that they had started new training for a mass shooting at a checkpoint. And this TSA worker was upset, frightened.
No, stay there. I'm going to come back to you because this has been in the news. Guys, pull in TSA trains for checkpoint shooting. They have been just gearing up, and it's always a libertarian, anti-New World Order, and then it happens. You say, well, that's profiling. No. I mean, it is unbelievable how staged all this is. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is.
manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Obama loves me.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah, no. InfoWars, not cuss racist.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting.
We got to get Mike Judge live on the show.
It's Alex Jones.
Give him a call. Let's do some live music. All right, I got a bunch of phone calls, a special report, tons of news I haven't gotten to. Weekday show comes up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com for station listings, free audio feeds, podcasts, you name it. We're going to go back to the caller, Alan in Florida, who worked for the airlines and had some big breaking news. But first, let me give you some breaking Obozo news, Ovomit news. Actually, he's running our life and winning, so I should say our vanquisher, our conqueror, I mean our king, our master, our supreme pimp king. Obama said, hey, if you're getting problems getting kicked off your health care, having premium increases, don't worry, just go to the exchange. Well, here is Associated Press, also Fox reporting, Obamacare site goes offline for extended maintenance. It's a fake site to create this process. The bill never said you got anything, so they got to just make you think they're not screwing you. Oh, the site didn't work. And then today, he just released this video from WhiteHouse.gov like 30 minutes ago. This is brand new. You're about to hear. He comes out and says, go to the site. That's where you can sign up to get all your free stuff. Be like, come get your free happy pills. It's like cyanide. People fall down dead eating it. And people say, He wouldn't lie to us. And falls over dead. Here, you have some. I mean, it's like Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking or something. Oh, boy, let's go to Obama saying go to a website that is now down, shut down. And now we're just going to wait for the, like a lottery ticket. Someday the site will open. Someday, like a Russian line, I'll get my free sausages and nylons. Here it is.
If you're getting one of these letters, just shop around in the new marketplace. That's what it's for.
President Obama this week offering his advice to the potentially millions.
So there you go. I mean, just go shop around on the website. I mean, the website's completely down now. I mean, come on, don't be a... I imagine a headline tomorrow. Alex Jones isn't just a murderer, isn't just a terrorist, isn't just behind the LAX shooting because he made up something called a New World Order that all these world leaders are calling for. No, and CNBC says we're under global government of the New World Order. No. It's Alex Jones. That's why the Obamacare doesn't work. Or it's anybody else that doesn't buy into it. Actually, they've said it's secret Republican sabotage. They've been saying that for 2 weeks of the Obamacare website. They have surrogates say it, though. I'm sorry. Alan in Florida, finish your point up. Recap what you were saying and get into it.
Sure, Alex. So this individual was a veteran TSA checkpoint worker. Told me that suddenly, this was in January of this year, the TSA had rolled out new training for a active shooter scenario. And this worker seemed very upset and actually afraid. The worker told me they were afraid to go to work, and they were told, always look for an escape route, you know, at any time. A shooter could show up, and if that happens, the TSA needs to save themselves. Don't worry about protecting the passengers. Save yourself first. Now, like I told you, I had recently become, partly thanks to you, a citizen journalist, and I published this at Washington Times Communities.
You've called before. Didn't you call a couple weeks ago mentioning your fear of a mass shooting?
Yes, sir.
Wow, now, I'm freaking out right now. I remember, in fact, tell your name. We pulled it up and saw your article. You actually warned of this. Go ahead. What's your name?
Yeah, actually, Alan, I have the same name as you, no relation, Alan Jones. So about 2 weeks after this, something strange happened. I was approached in a public place by this guy with a camera who just came up to me and started taking pictures of me and then telling me things about where I used to live, different cities, and then just took off. So I've since come to learn, I believe that person is a DHS contractor, as a canine handler. This person was upset that this was new training they had never seen in their life at the TSA.
Well, sir, it sounds like you need to cover this more, but I remember you calling, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, you were worried about a mass shooting in an airport, and then you got harassed by some operative because they knew you were onto it. Wow, we're living in a spy movie. I mean, that's all I can say. You should go find that YouTube clip. You remember when you called in. Was it 2-3 weeks ago or a month ago? When was that?
I don't know if I mentioned this particular story.
No, you called in during the day. Because I remember saying this and having a discussion, and it was you. And I said, I'm worried they're going to stage a mass shooting, probably at LAX. I remember that call.
Okay. I can't remember.
The problem is I do like 16, 17 hours a week or more just of live radio. But I remember, God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. Anybody can search TSA prepares for mass shootings. You can find articles from a month ago, you name it. But I want to go to a report, speaking of the demonization of gun owners, right now, then we'll come back and see if I can find that news article. Here is that report dealing with the demonization of gun owners. Is owning a gun racist?
Remember 3.5 years ago when they were trying to pass Obamacare? And we were reading the legislation and pointing out that it was written by insurance companies to raise premiums and kick people off their existing plans and was a giant fraud? We were called racist. If you didn't support Obamacare, you were racist. There was no proof, no reason, no logic. Well, the same thing is happening again. We've seen in the last year this drumbeat by Fox Sports columnists like Whitlock and others that you are racist if you basically own guns or if you're a member of the NRA, that you are the new Ku Klux Klan.
I did not go as far as I would like to go because my thoughts on the NRA and America's gun culture, I believe the NRA is the new KKK.
Well, the drumbeat has been intensifying with a new study put out by a Brit and an Australian, two places where their populations have been disarmed, putting together doctored statistics to say that owning guns is racist. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you own guns, it's because you don't like black people. Of course, a few years ago, Michael Moore didn't even need statistics to say this. He said, scared white people out in the countryside have these because they don't like black people. But what Jason Whitlock of Fox and what Bob Costas and what Michael Moore don't want you to know is the historical fact that at the end of the Civil War, they were passing laws so that black folks couldn't own guns in the South. And the NRA was founded to teach blacks how to use firearms to protect themselves from the Ku Klux Klan. This is a fact. It was one of the main reasons the National Rifle Association was founded. But in this upside-down world, the NRA and gun owners collectively are told that we are the new Ku Klux Klan because we are against individuals being ganged up on and abused, and because the NRA was founded to fight the Ku Klux Klan.
Thank the Lord for our Constitution. I also want to thank the NRA for its legacy. The National Rifle Association was founded by religious leaders who wanted to protect free slaves from the Ku Klux Klan. They would raise money, buy arms, show the free slaves how to use those arms, and protect their families. God bless you. Many of us probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the NRA.
The truth is, none of these so-called liberals that are really authoritarian progressives, therefore the progression of tyranny, want the state that's arming to the teeth to be restricted. They don't want all of the Hollywood stars who are anti-gun for other individuals to have their armed bodyguards taken away. No. They're just for the mass of the commoners who can't afford bodyguards. They're just for us to be disarmed. These people are anti-liberty, anti-freedom. In fact, recently, Eddie Vedder came out of Pearl Jam and said that people are trying to take his free speech away because they're arguing with him, saying they don't want to have their guns taken away.
They also don't think that you have the right to speak as an American, as a taxpayer.
He wants to take your right of self-defense away, so you argue against him. And then he calls that an attack on his free speech. No. Disagreeing with you is not an attack on your free speech. Taking free speech away with the fairness doctrine, like the FCC is trying to do, is. So again, these people are authoritarian and don't even
folks,
know it. They are
the full report's up on Infowars.com. I'm out of time. Sorry to the other callers. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, three-hour radio show tomorrow. I haven't even gotten into the big news since Friday. Obama signs dictatorial executive order imposing debunked climate change policies, even though Congress shot it down. This is meant to, again, bankrupt the country, to make us dependent on them, just like the Soviet Union did to Eastern Europe. This is Cloward and Piven. Warn everybody you know. God bless you all. I'm Alex Jones signing off for now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.